Monday, Parshas Balak.
Yosek in the inyan of ben adam lachaveiroi Chazal tell us that the Churban Habayis 3 weeks that we're going into Shavuos Tammuz Nischal B'Shabbos by Sheni שיועסקים בתוירו מפני מחורב מפני סינה סחינה או סינה סחינה אז כלל ישראל עד סינה סחינה אז זה בסמיגדו שהוא סחורב אז בא דם פן החופץ חיים החופץ חיים says that כל זמן זה בסמיגדו שזה נעד נבנה Weißt du, we have the avoida of sinas chinam to fix. The world is a zog, no one knows if it's true or not, that the way to mechap is sinas chinam is with avas chinam. Ich weiß nicht. Aber the besamidosh was chorot because sinas chinam. And for sure, the avoid of a person is to try, especially in these days, to try to fix that he would not have this chisoron of sinas chinam. That he would not have this midah of sinas chinam. And the shaila is how you exactly point out what is sinas chinam. What is that chisoron of sinas chinam that a person has? And how you really get rid of that sinas chinam? The question is every time, if we'll make it more clear, it's not sinas chinam. I and my friend started together. He became a Talmid Chacham. I didn't become a Talmid Chacham. So I hate him. He's successful. I'm not successful. I hate him. He's a multimillionaire. I'm poor. I mamish hate him. This is the Messias. Sinas chinam. What is sinas? I think the people that have sinas chinam today are sick people. Yeah, it's people that you know that take a fly, take off the you know, sick bachim. Yeah, a guy that start making litzonis out of a guy like you know grill him in. I pull sick guys in Klal Yisrael, yeah? But Sinas Chinam. And this is the reason really bad him. People think Sinas Chinam is really, maybe it's a group of people that have Sinas Chinam. I'm not shy after that. I'll work on different things if you want me to work on, and I'm very happy to work on different things. But Sinas Chinam is not exactly my problem. This is what... I think everyone feels like that. Sinas chinam. I hate, I have mikta machlekes, I'm asking to hear, kas, I'm asking to hear. Sinas chinam. So there's two answers. There's one part, it's not the real truth of the answer, but it's also emes, that the reason most of the things are sinas chinam, because the other person could never take away from you. No one could take away from you. People think because that guy is successful, it's on my cheshbon. Because he's big, I'm small. Even if you would not exist, if you don't have to have, you would stay poor. Even if that your friend will not become the Talmid Chacham, you would stay that ma'oz that you are. You're not learning. Nothing will help. even if he will not be friendly, you people don't like, too bad, yeah? He's not taking away from you. This is the real Ashkafa. So b'meile, what you hate him because he's matzliach, what you hate him because you think that he's taking away from you, you think that he's winning you, that's a sin aschino. It's a sin aschino. It's true. Avada, it's true. But this is the aleph base, I think, of a person to get used to, understand that everything is from the Ribbono shel Olam. It's like, you know, when a person walks in Manhattan, you see this huge, big building, yeah? He has nothing. Yeah, I'm not saying sick people there also. Yeah, you don't go and start to smash the windows. Yeah, because you don't think that a person that owns that building took away your money. Not even jealous of him. Wow, such a big building. And you go on the airport. Wow, who owns the airport? Wow, it's the airport here. You know. But when you don't feel it's connected to you, you don't hate. You're not hoping to see that it will collapse. Your friend, you're waiting for him to collapse. Everyone has his friend that he's waiting for them to not to manage. Yeah? All of us are like that. Yeah. But if you don't feel that the other person is taking from you, and you don't feel the other person is standing on your spot, so there's no reason to hate. There's no reason. So this is the emes is zach that be'etzem kimat alles sinas. All the Yesoidas Be'etzim are Sinas Chino. But the Pashtus is not what Chazal mean, that the Bishamidash was Chol because Sinas Chino, because the Emes, Belomdus, the other person really is not better from you, he's not taken from you, so what you hate him for no reason, so the Mele, it's called the Sinas Chino. It's true. To be a sugi be'iyun, maybe you could say pshat like that. But Chazal means that b'samidash v'schol b'gar sinas chinom. It means sinas chinom. Pashtus. And the shayla is, what is that big sinas chinom that everyone had? That it's not like snowing. Mamash is sinas chinom. Chazal tells us that b'samidash v'schol because kamtzu bar kamtzu chorv b'ase. It's two people. Kamtze, Bar Kamtze. Kamtze was the friend, Bar Kamtze was not the friend. And the wrong person was invited to the wedding. And he was looking for his friend, and he didn't find him, and he was upset, and he kicked him out. And he went to tell the king, Mordu Boch Yehudoi, he said, the Kobn, and they were Machriv Beis HaMikdosh. Al Kamtze, Bar Kamtze, Chov. So the Mefoshim explained, Avad, it was a fight of two people. One of them was a Mushchus. Because he was embarrassed in public, so he went to Machriv Beis HaMikdash. But the Sforim state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesevev that the Beis HaMikdash should be chorev through a fight of two people, that we will get the message that the Beis HaMikdash is chorev because sin has chino. It's not the stamp, the pshat, punk, two people were fighting and one of them ran to the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was enough ways that system, the king would tell him, Meshuganam, Chteisa, you know, the king, the Mordu Boch Yehudoi. How, you know, send the animal, so much reasons that it will not happen. The Foshim explained, Yistaye Milse, Vaitire El Boinom Shed Yisroel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Messiah, the Bishamidosh was Chorev. But the pshat is, Hashem wanted to give us to know forever why Bishamidosh. Two people are fighting. This caused the Beis HaMikdash to be chorev. So it brings us closer to what we started when we started to speak about Benodom Lachaveiroi. Vaistois Benodom Lachaveiroi is such a big thing, such a huge thing. Beis HaMikdash, Avoido, Koyanim, everything is chorev because two people are fighting. Two human beings are not getting along, Beis HaMikdash is chorev. What's in the pshat? He said, the girl came to Hillel, Lamdeinu is kol ha-tere kula. Hillel told him, Ve'avto l'reach ha-komoicho. Ve'avto l'reach ha-komoicho. Zeklal godl batoiro. May the sonny aloch loisavid lechavroch. May the sonny aloch loisavid lechavroch. What you don't want people to do to you, don't do to different people. This is the ganzer Torah. It's the ganzer Torah. I think it's the most. I think about Bekame, Bometzia, Gittin, Palginen. This is the Iker of the Torah. Kedusha Torah. You know, what you don't like people to do to you, don't do to someone else. Okay? Don't like people to laugh at you, don't laugh at someone else. You don't like your chavrusa to wait for you, don't make him to wait for you. Yeah? All these little things. This is the klal gadol b'Torah. May the son yaloch lisavid lechavroch. So we see, Vaistois that ben Odom lachaveiroi is so chomu that be samigdosh is chorev because ben Odom lachaveiroi. Bay sheini shoyu loimdim teiro ibnei machorov. Nesina schino. Ma'u klal gadol b'Torah, may the son yaloch loisavid lechavroch. Like I said, this is poshut. That everything in the world, some guys think that they don't have Yetzer Hara. So I tell them it's a very easy way to measure it. So that guy is like, he's not learning because he's sick. He's not learning because he's tired. He's not learning because his parents, because his friends. I say, how you know if you have a Yetzer Hara or not? It's an easy way to know. If when you daven Shmone Esrei, you manage to daven straight the whole Shmone Esrei, then maybe taki you don't have Yetzer Hara. But because man, in the middle of the Shmone Esrei, you know, you manage to get to all different countries through Shmone Esrei. So Vayistos is someone there that is disturbing you, right? He doesn't let you to daven straight. So the same Yetzer Hara that doesn't let you to daven straight, and he comes to visit you during Shmone Esrei, that Yetzer Hara doesn't let you to do the right things that you have to do. So if a person will think, Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, it's not my problem. What I did for Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, what I did for not having seen a Schilom, I just don't have. So maybe the Yetzer Hara tried to make you. No, he doesn't. So why he doesn't let you to daven Shmone Esrei? One Shmone Esrei doesn't let you to daven. So why is that you're a very shvach guy, he gets you, Shmone Esrei, one bracha straight, yeah? My toivu, kavone, how much time you said, yeah? Maybe I did alone, easier to mechaven, yeah? Yigda, but. So everyone has to know, Sinas chinom is full. Missing v'avta l'reacha kamoicho is full. If you don't work on it, you're fooling yourself that you don't have it. And b'meile, you are the cause of the chubun abayis. And the only way is to sit and to fight it. So I want a little bit to try to tap the noisev sinas chinom and ava v'avta l'reacha kamoicho. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to like every person. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. It's a mitzvah to like. Hashem made something that is called Ahava. And everyone knows what it is. Everyone has a friend that he likes. Different levels, different madregas. Hashem wants that we will like people. And we will not hate people. Like I said when we started this topic, liking your friends, it's a good mashal for v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. But it's not more from a mashal. It's not more from a mashal. Tell you how you measure it. Mashal is a guy, he wants the oilam. He's very into a psa mitzvah. Yeah? Tries to make the oilam to do shiluach hakar. I'm saying, rarely, but will not be that I'm speaking against no one specific. Yeah, he's very into shiluach hakar. Very into shiluach hakar. Mamish makes the oilam to do shiluach hakar. But lemoshel, zimun is not so much into zimun. not into Zima. He's very into Shiluach HaKa. Could have a guy who's against, you know, he will fight the internet, Lamazan, yeah? It's the biggest mitzvah in the world to fight, yeah? But Lamazan, to eat in the restaurants outside, he will not fight, yeah? So, that pshat, what is the problem with this guy? The pshat, when he's fighting the internet, he's not fighting because he likes Hashem. He decided this has to be wrong. He fights it till then. More things, doesn't make a difference. The guy who wants the mezakeh the olam in Shiluach HaKad. Why he doesn't want the mezakeh in Zimun? We can give out rolls, everyone will watch, yeah? Cheaper from the place taking everyone up north to make Shiluach HaKad. There's no one like that anyways, yeah? What is the pshat? If you love Hashem, says the Shaykh as to what mitzvah you want the mezakeh the olam, you want people to do Ratzon Hashem. The Torah says he's not into Ratzon Hashem. He's not into the Ratzon Hashem. I'm not saying he's not. He's into his thing. He's into his thing. One guy could push the whole Elam to the Nafayemi. Yeah, again. The other things he doesn't mind. So, doesn't mean that he wants Hashem. A person consistent. He wants a person to do everything. This is Ratzon Hashem. I'm not saying about every mitzvah that a person is mezakeh is a grace of zachem. Not every person could mezakeh the whole world, but everything. About everyone has a tafkid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you know, they had to choose Moshe Rabbeinu. I know maybe it's a little bit taking it far, but I think it'll be easier to understand. Chazal tells us, everyone knows, Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen by running after the sheep that was thirsty, and he picked him up on his shoulders. About a lot of people I know that run after the sheep, that didn't become Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, you have to know Shas Bavli Yerushalmi Learn Yemim Velaylo Kol Kule Bekdusha, and you run after the sheep, you'll become Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't think, I know a lot of guys are running after the sheep all of their lives looking for sheep, yeah? And I'm telling you, they will never become Moshe Rabbeinu, not even close. But Chazal, after Nochalz, Chazal point out to us this story. Hashem said, if you care about the sheep, you could be the manig of my kids. What is the Shaykhs? Care about the other person. Care about the other person. Hashem wants every person to care about the other person. To care about the other person. If you don't understand what it means to care about the other person, I say Alamol the Moshel. I said really, I think a couple times here. I'm sure it's got to be a different thing, but I think this Moshel. I remember years ago, it was in the electronic radios and all these Aachen, they had a story in Eretz Yisrael that were a group of teenagers. That was on Shabbos, they were standing in the gas station, and one of them borrowed a cell phone from someone in the station. After they borrowed the phone, they drove off with the phone. So the guy that owned the phone jumped on the car. So they drove quick. They drove even quicker. He fell. He fought on his life for 3 days and he died. So the police arrested, you know, the kids, for sure the driver. It's full newspapers. It's becoming like America here. Yeah, this was the whole tumult in Eretz Yisrael. You could kill someone for a phone. So they had an interview. If the mother, if the kid that drove the car, like what you say about your son, such a disgusting kid, for a phone, to kill a guy just for stealing a phone. Kedal kom b'kodesh, yeah? They interviewed the mother of the boy, of the Ritzach. So think before I'm telling you what she answered. So she answered, I feel very sorry, I really think I'm sorry, I'm asking for the appearance of the kid that died, sorry, my son has to be in jail all of his life, I understand it, but I want to tell you, my son is such a good kid. He never killed a fly. The nicest boy in the world. I want to ask you, you think my kid wanted to kill him? My kid was sitting in a car with four teenagers in the car. And the guy hold on to the car. And the guy told him, no, drive. And, you know, he was hesitant, he was scared. He said, what, you're a baby? You're a baby? What, he can't drive? So he gave a little press. And he was davening inside himself that the guy would leave the car. And the guy said, no, from who are you scared, the baby? No drive. What? Stop. You know the pressure of teenagers when they pressure each other? I'm telling you, everyone that is sitting here listening to me now, 50% of you will also drive. He's wrong and he has to sit in jail. But he's not such a bad boy like you think he is. I thought to myself, why I didn't think about the answer before she said it? She didn't say something new. Everyone here is a teenager, know exactly the pressure, yeah? But I don't schmooze that. You can see in 24 hours how that pressure helps people to become what they become, yeah? I mean, she's the mother of the kid. So her glasses saw it in the right way. Hashem wants you to look like this on everyone else. On everyone else. To care about the other person. To get used to looking at the other person like that. Trying to give the other person a good feeling. Trying to give him to feel good about himself. Sinas chinam is the opposite from the mitzvah ve'ahavt l'recha kamecha. The opposite. I know it was a group of people that took it themselves, I think for 2 years, to work on chesed, on ben adam l'chaveiro, and punk. They had a party together when they finished. They made a siyum. Meseiviv Asibus was Meseiviv that punk I had to be there at the party. They were older for me. The reason I had to be there. And every one of them had to get up and say a story how he feels that he complete and he came to the real V'avta L'Recha Kamecha. Everyone was serious people. You can't do it. If it's no serious people, it's no... It's real people, Tamil Chachomim, even that themselves. And one of them got up and he said the following story. I was young, then I didn't appreciate it so much. Today I appreciate it a bit more. He said that he, every day before he goes to yeshiva to learn, he does a chesed. But mamish, like a real chesed. He tries to help someone. Says he's on the way to go to yeshiva and he sees a teenager kid, arrived from the States, come to stay by his cousin, Sarotsky. With like 5-6 suitcases. Oh, he said, Givaldik. So the taxi took it off. The guy got up, you know, he started to help him to bring him up the steps. The guy was very appreciated. Then, there's an elevator there. If you know the Sarotsky buildings, a lot of them, the older ones, the elevator is... You know, Yeshbo, the pochis with Aldamas, Adaladamas, yeah? Very small elevators. So when the guy went in with the suitcases, was no more place for no one else. Chutz from the suitcases, and the guy was standing on the suitcases, and he pressed the seventh floor. So he ran up the steps. When the elevator came, he started to help him to take it out. So the guy told him, you don't have to help me. He said, you don't understand, I have to help. This was the story. I managed to do a chesed that the person that I was doing felt, this guy, well, he's my father, he has to help me. He did his part. And that, he said, when that guy answered me, you don't have to, I realized I'm doing chesed. I realized I came to Madrega, I feel I have to. I'm not asking, a guy will ask, well, so every time you see a guy, you have to run up. It's missing the point. But the yesod is, I want to help the other person. I want to tell you, a big yesod. Again, you have to work on it. You have to work on it. But I want to finish Leis Ata, these, maybe they don't work on it themselves over 3 weeks. When you work on Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, sometimes you have a friend. Everyone has a friend, right? He wants to become the head counselor in the camp, yeah? And he's pushing, he got the job. You feel so good for him, right? Your brother wants to become CEO of something, you feel very good for him. He wants to become Rosh Hashiva. I'm sure feel good for him. When a person manages to train himself to after l'arecha kamoicha, every atzlocha of every guy, not that it doesn't disturb you, you're so happy for him. I'm telling you, it's such a nice feeling. It's such a nice feeling. Instead of sitting there all of your life and be eaten up, yenem, it's the opposite. And I heard from Michal Yudha Lefkovich, he told me that when a person will come to the Shemaim and he will say, oh yeah, I suffered. They'll tell him, why you suffered? Oh, you don't understand, I was jealous of this guy and I was not successful here and I was not successful here. And he thinks that they will make a disaccount from his Gehenim for what he suffered in this world. Not only that they will not make a disaccount, they will charge him. Because your job was to be holding in a madrege. Not only that it doesn't disturb you, you're happy for him. Avada, the Spitz Madreges we have by Aaron HaKoyen. Moshe doesn't want to become Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I have a brother. He gets an answer. V'roach v'samach b'liboy. Why? Why? I'm asking you a question. Why Aaron has to be happy that Moshe became Moshe? Okay. Better for me. Too bad. You choose Moshe. To get to these madreges, you have to believe that no one could take away from you. This is bitochen b'Hashem, that no one takes away and everyone has his chelik. Oh, but to get used to. So someone will ask, okay, it's very nice, but lemaisadik, how I get to it? So the answer is, my desoni aloch loisavid lechavroch. First, never to do what you don't want to be done for you. Chafetz Chaim says it every time. He says, if chas v'sholem, you slip. You get up late. You hope no one will see you when you go to davening. You hope no one will know that you have that weakness. Don't tell it on different people that they have that weakness. Don't do that. Don't do that. A bacher asked me, I'm working on it, it doesn't go. I'll tell you that thing, and I know it'll be very hard for you to do it. But if you do it, it's number one. I know it's very, very hard. I can't say that I will do it every time myself. This is the reason I'm hesitating saying it, what I'm saying. Lamazon, you have a friend that you're jealous of him. He's not taking away from you nothing. Forget about that he took your job. He didn't take your job, but he's very successful. To daven to Hashem that he will carry on Matzliach. I know it's very hard. But this is the way to break it. Don't think you will lose. You will only gain. But on them. But with that, you can't daven. I'm asking, with all of that, it's the hardest thing to tell him. It's so hard. You could daven Hashem, make me also to be very successful. But make him to be happy. Make him to enjoy. Try to help a person. To make him to feel good. Try to make a person to feel good. Not to make a person to feel bad. not to make a person to feel bad, to make a person to feel good. And I'm telling you, it doesn't happen me'ilav. B'teva Odom is a terrible sinas chinam. Terrible. Terrible. People don't fag into it as a person. But if a person pushes himself, and pushes himself, that the other person feels you mamish want to help him because you want to help him. You want to help him. Habol etayr mesayi moisoy. Habol etayr mesayi moisoy. Sforim shteit in our parsha, Matoy v'olecho Yaakov mishkenei secho Yisrael. Rashi says, Hoyo beli boi lekal eloisom. I'm sorry, liten boi mainoro. Bilam said, I will give Ainora and Klal Yisrael. Keivon shero she'ein pischeye mechuvonim zu lezu. He changed his mind. He can't mekal and Klal Yisrael. He wanted mekal and Klal Yisrael. He saw how nice. Everyone moves his door that the other person will not see what the other person is doing. To give privacy to the other person. To give privacy. Just to give privacy to the other person. To be a mensch. Bilam said, I can't be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. I can't be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. Bilam Arosho. But look how they're nice to each other. Matoy v'olecho Yaakov mishkenei secho Yisrael. He didn't mean sneers that they don't see Dvar Erve. That's the mensch kipshah. Everyone his own things. So there was so makpid. Last this was the ganze avoida, yeah, when they parked. It was very hard. Because everyone had tents. Yeah, if it's not enough, it was the ganze avoida that no one will see. Everyone was careful that the other person will have his privacy. Bilam Arosho, when he realized, and what again, Bilam knows this is the secret of Klal Yisrael. When they're nice to each other, they're in the highest madrege. They're in the highest madrege. And don't think, but what will help to the whole world? You. You try to be the nicest person to everyone. I tell you, you start to work on it in a couple of years, everyone will say, yeah, no, he's a nice person. He's a nice person. He's nice to everyone. Mr. Shem, if a person is mishtadel, it will help in the siyata d'shmai.